Well, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. One of my favorite scriptures is from Song of Solomon, chapter 8. I think it's verse 5. It says, "Who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved?" The interesting thing about that scripture, it's the same thing is said about Solomon or the Jesus in chapter 3 when it says, "Who is this coming up out of the wilderness?" It didn't say leaning on his beloved. This, who is this coming out of the wilderness? Then it talks about Solomon and his traveling couch. And so the traveling couch is like one of those things you'd see in Middle Eastern times, and you'd have people carrying this pole, and you'd have this like covered thing they'd carry, and it'd be a couch, and there would be enough room for two people. And the traveling couch was an image of being in Christ, of sharing that thing, and on that couch being in Christ, and us leaning on our beloved as we travel through the wilderness again. Like he's come up out of the wilderness, his resurrection. He's conquered death. He's come up out of the wilderness, this world. And now he's brought us into Christ. And now our traveling through the wilderness of this world, this fallen world, we do in Christ, leaning on him. And so the story picks up a few chapters later when it says, now who is this? So speaking of coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved. And that's just a beautiful image of what happened when she discovered what it meant to be in Christ, and that her part was to lean. He was carrying them along and in life, and it was his life. He was doing it, and her job, her role, was to lean into him, rest on him. This is from Jeremiah chapter 31. "At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness, Israel when it went to find its rest. The Lord appeared to him, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, and therefore I have drawn you with loving kindness." Remember Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3? "Draw me after you, and let us run." And this was the beloved's cry, to I want to abide in you fully. I want to know and experience what it means to be in union with you, to be one with you. And the Lord says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, and therefore I have drawn you with loving kindness." Now here's the interesting thing. It speaks about the people of God finding their rest. We talk about grace all the time, and that when you abide in Christ, you live by grace, by his grace. And it says the people survived the sword. That's a real good description of life in this fallen world. There's a lot of attacks from the enemy. I was talking to someone this morning who was just talking about the warfare they were going through and the attacks of the enemy, and some ministry things they were trying to do, and I thought, well, that's just part of the deal. I mean, that's just the sword of the enemy. But I love what it says here. The people have survived the sword and found grace in the wilderness. When we go under attack, I've said this before many times, that whenever you find yourself under an accelerated attack, it's because the enemy's frightened. The enemy knows you're advancing and he doesn't want you to advance. The enemy knows that if he loses this battle, he's going to lose some territory in your life and he'll never get it back. And so whenever there's excessive warfare, whenever it gets worse, it's because you're breaking through or you're about to break through into a place from which you'll never relinquish and from which you'll never recover. That's got to get down inside of us so that when things happen, we immediately stop. And the truth sets us free. We don't get hung up in what's going on. We realize what's happening spiritually. And then we can get our bearings better. And so he says, you survived the sword and you found grace in the wilderness. What does the Lord do? Is the Lord king? Does he stop the enemy from attacking? We talk about the gift of battle. Because when you go through a battle, it feels like the wilderness. But it's in the wilderness where you find more grace to operate with than you ever knew you had before. All grace has been deposited in you. But only in those moments of pressure and battle do we draw from the more of the all that we possess. And we experience in those places God's everlasting love and his loving kindness. Answering our prayer. Therefore, I've drawn you with loving kindness. Answering our prayer. Lord, we said we wanted you to draw us after you. We want to dwell in the heights. We want to experience all the fullness of Christ we can experience. We want to be as Christ-like as we can possibly be. And then we go, oops, what happened? What's this warfare all about? And the Lord said, I'm drawing you into battle. Because it's in the wilderness you discover more grace. It's in the wilderness that you become more like me. You advance through adversity. I've drawn you with loving kindness. Allowing you to experience the gift of battle is a part of my loving kindness in answer to your prayer that you want to be more Christ-like. That you don't want to just settle. You don't want to just fit in the crowd of every other believer who's just halfway going at it. You want to know him. You want to go after him wholeheartedly. Thank God for the wilderness. Because in the wilderness, when things go bump in the night, it's when we lean into our beloved more than before and discover in leaning, in resting on him, that we find ourselves resting in more grace than we had ever experienced before. That there's an endless supply of grace in Christ. So why the battle? Because you prayed the prayer. You asked God to take you as far as you can go in Christ-likeness. And it's not that the grace is in the wilderness. The grace is deposited in Christ, in you. But it's in the wilderness we lean in more. In the wilderness we discover more. We draw from more. And we come out of the wilderness place transformed. Who is this? Every time. We come out of the wilderness operating under more grace than we ever had operated under before, and it changes us. We become more Christ-like because we're operating less by who we are and what we can do by our strength. We're operating more by him and who he is and his strength. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.